Rachid Taha is a provocative musician born in Algeria who moved to France at an early age. He gave voice to the displaced Algerian youth in his first band called Carte de Séjour, which took its name from the French equivalent of the American green card. His combination of Algerian rhyme music and rock has always been innovative and always found an audience. His latest album, Tekke Twa, which means Who Am I, draws inspiration from the music of North Africa. He also covers The Clash's Rock and the Casbah. Let's start off with this performance of the song Ya Raya from Rachid Taha.
Fahid Taha is playing live for us today, and that is a piece called Ya Raya, which was a huge hit from the album called Diwan, which came out in around 1999, which was a bit of something different for Rahid, because you went back to collect songs from your childhood that you'd heard, kind of a pan-Arabic choice of music. And why did you do that? Why did you make that album?
Bah, c'était une façon un peu pour transmettre un peu, vous savez, il y a une génération, parce que moi je fais partie de la deuxième génération d'immigrés.
Rashid is a part of the second generation of immigrants to leave Algeria. And he wanted his son and the next generation to be aware of what he was brought up with, the roots of his youth. So, and it was also a tribute to the people that created that music in the first place.
Now, where did that particular song come from?
Oui, parce que celle-là, c'est l'une des chansons que j'entendais dans les bars d'immigrés. C'est une chanson typiquement.
It's a song you hear in bars across Paris or anywhere where Algerian immigrants are hanging out. And it's a song that reflects the whole story of immigration. So it was a rather sentimental issue. And it's even if in any language that you translate it, people will understand the message of the struggles of immigration, the difficulties that people have moving from one place to another, starting a new life.
Was your immigration to Lyon any different from anybody else coming from your town in Algeria? Or was just your response to what you saw when you arrived in France what made the difference?
Bah, tu sais, quand j'ai quitté l'Algérie, j'étais un môme. Ma manière de penser, je l'ai appris en Europe, surtout, plus tard.
He was only 10 years old when he left Oran, so his way of thinking is something that developed later on.
Your first band, Carte de Séjour.
Yes.
Were the influences and the reasons you formed that band as much political as they were musical, or which was more on? Can you separate the two?
Ouais, c'était d'abord par envie de raconter des choses un peu des politiques d'abord sociales. C'était.
First of all, we felt like saying stuff about what was going on, and the music was a support for the ideas, the thoughts that. He and his friends were manifesting.
Now, how was Carte de Séjour received first by the immigrant community and then by the totality of France? How were they perceived?
C'était surprenant par rapport à. Parce que c'était la première fois qu'il y avait des jeunes ici de l'immigration qui chantaient en arabe, parce que c'était.
So it was a surprise for everybody. They were the first youth Arabs to sing in Arabic, and particularly about the issues that they were talking about. So it was a surprise to everybody. First of all, political and then musical.
Now, I know you've done considerable touring throughout Arabic countries, all different ones, and it seems that you're an outsider almost everywhere you play, you know, whether you come here to the States, whether you're in France. Is that a good way to describe it? Is either because of language differences or your viewpoint, are you kind of a rebel in wherever you play?
De toute façon, on est déjà étranger dès qu'on sort du ventre de sa mère. On est déjà en exil.
You're a stranger as soon as you come out of your mommy's tummy.
Rashid Taha is our guest today. What do you want to play next?
Now is Mamashi. Ça, c'est une chanson.
This is based on traditional rhyme music, Mamashi.
C'est le premier chanteur que j'ai écouté quand j'avais 10 ans.
It's the first singer that he listened to when he had 10 years.
Mamashi.
Comment il s'appelle?
Shir al-Mamashi.
Shir al-Mamashi.
Puisque la chanson s'appelle Mamashi.
Yeah, so the song is named after the guy that wrote it.
Voilà.
Mama Chia, another one from Rahi Taha and his group, are playing live for us today. It's from Tekatwa, which is a new album, which is out on Universal in this country. You know, maybe it would be good after you've done that one, which you said was originally a Rai piece, to maybe describe for people what Rai is and what you do take from that and how your music is very much different.
Pour moi, le Rai, c'est tout simplement du rock and roll. C'est le même rythme. Que, par exemple, quand j'écoutais...
So Rai for Rashid is rock and roll. He used the example of Chubby Checker. When he played Chubby Checker to his mom can dance to Chubby Checker the same way that she can dance to Rai. But the rhythms are essentially the same. His greatest memory of Rai from when he was a kid was that it was sung by women who used it as a vehicle to express their displeasure with their man drinking and messing about and, you know, so it's a kind of blues, if you like. Exactly. But it was sung by women. It was a women's protest movement that was then hijacked.
And it became protest music for other people, too.
Yes.
Toute la musique, c'est de la protest musique, au fait.
For him, all music is a kind of protest, in a way.
Au départ.
Now, when you formed Carte de Séjour, those influences were there. Was reggae also an influence on Carte de Séjour? And talk a little bit about what you played in that first band.
C'est vrai, Carte de Séjour, on était beaucoup influencé par le punk. Le punk, c'était le punk, c'était les Sex Pistols, les Clash.
It was punk and dub and Bob Marley, of course. A lot of Sex Pistols, Clash, all those things were the things that were spinning around in their heads.
Et politique, voilà ce qui nous
intéresse. The fact that he was singing, using music as a means of expressing his political ideas, was something that they found very interesting.
Now, if you look at Tekatwa, you see, as I mentioned earlier, that there is a version of Rock the Casbah on here, which, you know, might be kind of seen as kind of a fun thing for Rashid to do. But there's more to it, is there not, as to why you chose to do Rock the Casbah?
Bien sûr, bien sûr. Oui, bien sûr, c'est un peu une réponse. D'abord, c'était... un hommage à Joe Strummer et en même temps c'est
Joe Strummer was the first reason for
for
recording this song because of Rashid's respect for him, and it was a tribute to him. The second reason was that GIs used Rock the Casbah as a theme song in the first in the Gulf War, and Rashid wants to give his own response in a peaceful response. They have a right to freak out. He does too.
Well, let's take the song back and hear Rashid's version of Rock El Casbah. Rashid Taha, our guest today on the World Cafe with this great band. Thank you so much for being here.